Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring in our insider, our guy, right now. Let's go to Ryan Wood.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Ryan, they get a win on the road here against Indianapolis. Can we finally say that would be a signature win this season?
Well, I would count New Orleans, and I think you said in the lead-in. That's a signature win right there, but this would be another one. And the big thing for the Packers is if they win this game, you can start talking about when are they going to lose next, because as you look at the schedule, there's just a lot of winnable games past this one, and this is a winnable game too. But Frank Reich said it yesterday that this Packers offense is going to be the best defense, or the best offense that his defense has faced so far this season. And I think on the other side, the Packers are, they've seen a defense like this. They got beat bad by Tampa Bay, a very similar defense. Matt LaFleur said yesterday that this Colts defense looks a lot like that 49ers defense from last year. There's so much speed, especially in that defensive front. And this Packers offense has really struggled to block up speed in a defensive front. So this is another test for them, another chance for them to kind of iron that out and really measure where they're at, because after this, there's a lot of very, very winnable games coming up.
The Packers, we're looking at history. I don't know if people realize that the first team in NFL history to average 30-plus points per game with five or fewer turnovers in the first nine games of the season. Do we expect this to continue? Again, you go back to a very fast, very powerful defense that, and watching what they did to Derrick Henry and company in Tennessee last Thursday night and coming off of somewhat of a, quote, mini bye. That was an impressive win, probably their best all-around game of the season, Indianapolis. So for the Packers to win offensively, key or two, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, they've got to block up that defensive front first and foremost. They've struggled against faster defensive fronts over the past year and a half. And this, with DeForest Buckner, with Darius Leonard, with Justin Houston, this is a very, very fast defensive front that the Colts have. But beyond that, everyone's going to be looking at this Packers offense versus Colts defense matchup, and rightly so. But let's not forget, on the other side of the ball, it's a very good Colts offensive line and a team that's very much dedicated to the run game against the Packers defensive line that, outside of Kenny Clark, just doesn't have a whole lot of depth. And that's going to be a tough matchup for the Packers. And then no one ever talks about special teams, but last week you had the Colts scoring a touchdown on a blocked punt, and you had the Packers giving up a punt return, 91 yards, four touchdown. Special teams could be very, very big in this game as well. And so certainly Sean Mananga has a lot to get in order before going against a very good special teams unit in the Colts. And can they stop the run? It is going to be a big, big question against this Colts offensive line.
I like the Packers defense. As the talk is, are they getting better? Are they trending in the right direction? However, we can talk all we want, but the bottom line is they got to tackle better. The linebacker play still has to be better, and they've still got to figure out how to get pressure, more consistent pressure on quarterbacks. Now, Phillip Rivers is not a runner, so at least they can come after him, right? If you figure if they get a couple of stops, they can come after Phillip Rivers and really kind of harass him if they do this correctly.
They can, but with Phillip Rivers, the challenge is getting to him before he releases the ball. He's got such a quick release.
Yes.
And you know, he you look at the game last year when he was with the Chargers and having 108.3 passer rating and a win against the Packers. It wasn't special. It was a lot of dump offs, it was a lot of short throws. There was only one throw that he completed that was 20 yards down the field. He hit Mike Williams one-on-one against Jair Alexander for a 46-yard bomb down the middle of the field. But other than that, it was everything was just underneath, and he's getting rid of it so quickly. And you would expect a lot of the same against Phillip Rivers on Sunday is just how quickly he gets through his play diagnosis, through his progressions, and then gets rid of the football. It can really neutralize a pass rush. And so that's the challenge for this Packers defense. You would imagine they should have Kevin King back. He was a full participant in practice yesterday, so that's promising. If they can get Jair Alexander back as well, then suddenly you got your top two corners. You can cover the first 2 seconds of the play and give your pass rush some time to get home on Phillip Rivers. That's going to be awfully important this week.
What about Alan Lazard? I know they got to get him off of the IR, and do you assume that's going to happen this week?
Yes. He's been activated, so it's just a matter of whether.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether he's going to be active for the 53 or not. It sure sounds like it's a good probability that he's going to be on the field, same as Davante Adams. The question is what kind of role, because with both of those guys, it's for different reasons. Alan Lazard, he's coming off the surgery, so are they going to want to put him back on the field for 60 snaps in his first game in almost 2 months coming off the surgery? Probably not. They're probably going to be more cautious than that and kind of ease him in. Davante Adams, similar. You know, he's got that ankle injury that he can play through. He didn't guarantee he'd be on the field this week, but he said that, you know, it sure made it seem likely. He said everything being done right now is with the idea that Davante Adams can play. And you look at what he did when he came back off the field against Jacksonville. He was able to jump off both legs and jump off that ankle for that touchdown where he took the elevator up and high pointed the football, so he can do that. Mm-hmm. But for a receiver whose game really relies on lateral cuts, I mean, he's very aggressive with his feet. His release game, it's dependent on digging those cleats into the ground and making those lateral jump cuts off the line of scrimmage. That ankle being tender, you got to think it's going to impact him in some way. So it'll be very interesting, both those guys. Likely on the field, but what kind of role they'll have remains in question.
The other question I had for you when you talk about the wide receivers, now Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the last couple of weeks, he gets involved early. He seems to play better. Is he starting to emerge to what they thought he would be?
You know, the last 2 weeks have been good for him. The question going forward is whether or not he can iron it out and be consistent. And that's what we don't know yet, because the sample size is just too small. If he can use this as a springboard and eliminate those bad drops that have really plagued his game when he's wide open on third down and the ball hits off his hands like a brick, if he can take that part of out of his game and just be this big play machine that we've seen, then that's huge for this offense, because every offense benefits when they've got that vertical threat in the passing game. And that's what Marquez Valdes-Scantling gives the Packers. He is a big play vertical threat down the field that pairs quite nicely when he's on his game, as he's been these last 2 weeks with Davante Adams and everything that he does. So it's about consistency with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. It's going to be interesting now that he's had some success to see if he can continue that, or if he gets a little comfortable. And when you get comfortable, that's when the mistakes start to creep back into your game. So I think that's the real challenge for him going forward here.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Offensive line speaking, David Bakhtiari is back. But answer me this, is everybody healthy? Are they looking better as far as this? Because you want to start peaking as the rest of the season goes on. You want to make sure that your offensive line is in sync and you don't have to keep replacing and shuffling guys around, even though they've done a masterful job at doing that. The run blocking last week was not great. So is this offensive line back to healthy?
It's healthy. The question is whether or not they can block up that defensive front for the Colts. And that's going to be tough. You know, DeForest Buckner had monster games last year against this Packers offensive line, and they've got to face him again just in a different uniform. Darius Leonard's one of the fastest, best linebackers in the game, and so he's going to be a challenge on the second level. They've got their ideal starting five out there. You know, they've got David Bakhtiari back at left tackle now. They've got Billy Turner back at right guard, right tackle. They've got their bookend tackles back in place. That's big for this offensive line. And on the interior, you know what Corey Linsley can do and Elton Jenkins. It's just a matter of whether or not they can block up the speed that they'll see this week.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. Hey, real quick before I let you go, as we move forward with this contract, and now that David Bakhtiari's talked about it, they've signed it. He did make it sound like the Packers legitimately have some flexibility there to do some things down the road. How optimistic are you that then they're not going to be able to focus on, say, Aaron Jones, or they're going to have additional money to spend in free agency come next year?
Yeah, you know, I think that Russ Ball and Brian Gutekunst certainly have a plan. It's anyone's guess what that plan is, but I don't doubt that there's a plan there. If they can get Aaron Jones signed before the end of the season, that would be huge to be able to put some of that contract on this year's cap. They're about $5 million under right now, and that rolls over to next year. But if you can prorate it and get that under this year's cap, that certainly would help in 2021. And then it's just a question of, you know, how they make their valuations. Aaron Jones is the most dynamic of the group that's about to hit free agency, not at the most impactful position. Kevin King, he's a guy that might always have that medical, but how many times can you afford to start over at cornerback in this defense? It's been a decade now that they've just rummaged one guy through after another. Kevin King is a guy that when he is healthy, and admittedly it is rare, when he is healthy, he's very productive at that corner spot. So I would imagine that there's some hope that they can retain him as well. It's going to be a numbers crunch, but there's no question that they've got a lot of tough decisions to make.
Well, hopefully he comes back as well, and that quad injury, which has kept him out a lot longer than anybody, I think, anticipated. Hopefully he's back sooner rather than later, and we'll see. Appreciate it as always, Ryan, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, Bill, talk to you later. There you go. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.